Hi, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is the NEC Help Desk. Can I help you? Hello?
He was connecting. Hi, he connected me over.
Oh, okay. Is your name Courtney?
Yes.
How are you, ma'am? Again, my name is Randall Reese. I am on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria for the NEC baby formula claim?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a child that was diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Okay. Just a couple of housekeeping questions. Courtney, have you already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And I have to ask it just in another way. I apologize. That'll be the last time I ask. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm? But ma'am, most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
All right.
Thank you. Now, I already asked, you had a child, that it was a child, correct, that was diagnosed with NEC or necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. How's the child doing?
She's doing.
Okay, good, because sometimes that answer, I kind of cringe when I ask that question, Courtney, to be honest with you, because some babies don't make it.
Right.
Okay, good to hear. Now that sets the tone right. A little better for us. Good. All right, now.
Okay.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Does your child have any ongoing gastrointestinal or any other bowel conditions still happening that you're aware of? And it doesn't have to be anything major. Does she have to, like, watch? Is it a boy or girl, by the way?
The girl, and she's very private, but
okay.
But I'll say like 50-50.
Okay, so she kind of has to watch her diet and stuff like that, or she could have maybe some bowel conditions. And I don't mean to be so descriptive, but just to give you more background, I was born 2 months early myself, so I kind of have a passion for this. So a lot of the stuff I'm going to ask you about, I'm going to say been there, done that. So I do have, even though I'm a man, I do have a pretty good knowledge of this stuff.
Okay.
Now, having said that for you, did she happen to have any intestinal perforations, scarring, strictures, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, or anything other than that, other than the ongoing and other bowel conditions? Or is she pretty good now?
Like our intestines and stuff.
Yeah. Did she have any scarring? Or she did. Oh. Do you have medical records? Or let me ask you this another way. If you don't have them, do you know they exist and you could get them if you had to?
Well, as I was explaining to him that I'm actually out of town at the moment.
Well, I don't mean right this minute or on this phone call. See, the way that this works is I take your intake. If you can answer the questions from your memory that I have on here, then what I would have you do is DocuSign the document. And then in about 3 to 5 days, the attorney will actually reach out and talk to you. He'll do a little verification call. You don't even have to have them at that point, because one of the forms that you would sign would be allowing us to pull the medical records. But most importantly, I need you to be able to confirm that they, in fact, do exist and you could get them if you had to. Okay. How old is your baby girl?
16,
did you say?
Yes.
Sweet 16. Okay, good. The reason I asked that question, Courtney, is because by law, the hospitals have to hang on to records till the child 1 year after they become adults. So they're still going to be there. So I'm going to put yes, that you do have medical records showing proof of diagnosis, or you will be able to obtain that. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you remember the date that your little girl was diagnosed? I know it's 16 years ago, but please give me your best answer on the day she was diagnosed. Not born, diagnosed.
October 6, 2008.
Oh, look at you. Thank you. October 6, 2008. So 10-06-2008. Oh, my computer.
Mm-hmm.
06-2008. Okay. Now, do you remember, was she diagnosed before or after they gave her formula?
She was diagnosed, I would say, because...
Well, let me help
you.
Let me jog your memory a little bit. When she was born premature, correct?
Right.
Now, did they put her in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. Now, usually they'll feed babies right off the bat. Do you remember if they gave her breast milk first, or did they give her formula right off the bat?
It was 16 days after consuming the baby formula. She was on the formula.
Okay, so she was not getting breast milk from birth. She was on formula.
Yes.
Okay, so she obviously was fed before she got her diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer
the doctor, the hospital gave us the milk.
Oh, okay. The hospital gave it to you, so it was formula. Do you remember what brand of formula it was?
It was Similac NeoSure.
Okay, thank you. So then, yes, she was diagnosed after she was fed formula. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, what's her birthday?
Her birthday is September 20th, 2008.
2008. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I hear the doggy. That's cool. You're fine. You're fine. Okay. So she, and this is not a disqualifier. So she was diagnosed approximately 16, you said, I think you said earlier about 15 days after she was born, right? So that's over,
right.
over 7 days. Okay. Now I'll try to go quickly and I can help you out with this on Google. What is the name of the hospital that she was diagnosed at?
Willstar Cobb Hospital.
It's Willstar?
Willstar Cobb Medical Center.
Oh, Willstar. Thank you. I don't hear real well. And what city is that in?
It's okay. I have five keys.
Oh, you get it. Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Is this are you on Roswell? There's several different campuses. Marietta.
The address I have is 3950 Austell Road.
Okay, I found that one. I think Austell. There it is. Yep, I found it. Thank you for that. I did find it. So I'll be able to just copy all this. Give me a second. Now, while I'm doing that, Courtney, is that also the same hospital where your baby was born? Or did they transferred? Yeah, okay. They usually do. Okay, hold on. Okay, we got Willstar. Where was she born?
In Houston.
In Houston?
Houston, Texas.
And they moved her all the way? Okay. Which hospital in Houston?
It was, got five kids, and that was a while ago.
I know.
Herman.
Was it
Houston, Texas, 770-770-30.
Hospital. Oh, okay. I think I found it, actually. Was it Houston Methodist?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Good job. Let me copy and paste that. And you'd already told me it was Similac. You've already answered that question. Just pull that address. And that is the one. I have 6565 Fannin Street in Houston, Texas. 77030.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Five kids, boy. You got your hands full.
Yes. They're bugging me now for food and stuff.
And it's almost that time. Okay, so you're the mother.
Yes.
You're going to be filing it. Your baby is still alive. You told me that. Thank you. You do have authority to sign on behalf of your child, of course. Is that a yes?
Yes.
And are you guys all citizens of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I know they're general questions. And what was your gestational age? How many weeks along were you when she was born?
We were 32 weeks.
32 weeks. Thank you, ma'am. And you told me, just to confirm, her date of birth was September 20th of 2008?
Yes.
Okay, let me put that in there. 22008. And just a couple little charts I'm looking at here. And I think you told me that, I think you did tell me already that she's 16, sweet 16, right? Okay. You're doing good, by the way. You have nothing's out of line so far. And do you happen to have a birth certificate? You don't have to have it on you or in your position at the moment, but do you have one?
For me?
For her.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, cool. And don't forget, I know you have five kids, but if you know anybody else that wants to talk to us about this, you are going to have my phone and phone number. Please give them my name and number, okay? I'm going to be texting you some more information besides that, but they want me to tell you that if you know anybody else that wants to get in on this. So now, please confirm your child's gender for me.
She's a female.
Thank you. And the main injury we're talking about is necrotizing enterocolitis. And her current marital status, please?
I'm single.
She better be.
Okay, bad part.
Courtney, what's her first name? And if you could spell it for me.
It's Kiara, K-E-I-A-I-R-N.
A-I-R-N?
Oh, that's right. K-E-I. A-I-R-A.
What's the last word? Last letter, H?
Is an A, as an apple.
Thank you. K-E-I, A as in apple, I, R as in Randy, A as in apple.
Yes.
Thank you. And what's her last name, please?
It's O-L-L-I-S-O-N.
O-L-L-I-S-O-N. Thank you, ma'am. Is there any suffix to her name?
No.
Like junior, senior. There usually isn't on the girls. Sometimes on the boys, though. But believe it or not, ma'am, I have gotten two with the women that they were named after their grandma in both cases.
Oh, I totally understand.
Yes, you got it. Okay, she is your child. Now, do you have her Social Security number?
Yes.
What is that, please?
Okay, one moment.
Sure, take your time, ma'am.
It is 634-179583.
Thank you, ma'am. And for you, I have Courtney Allison. Excuse me, C-O-R-T-N-E-Y?
Yes.
E-Y. And... I know these questions are going to be kind of silly. A-L-L-I-S-O-N?
So it's and, O-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. And do you have any suffix to your name?
No.
And your current marital status, please?
Single.
And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And can I get your Social Security number, please?
456-794995.
Thank you, ma'am. And your date of birth, please.
It's April 7th, 1985.
Thank you, young lady. And for your email, I have Elaine Olison 12@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this cell phone we're talking on, 943-231-5637. Is it a cell phone?
Yes.
And how do you prefer to be contacted, phone, text, or email?
All.
Oh, anyway, okay, cool.
Uh-huh.
And do you prefer to be contacted morning, evening, or afternoons?
Afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am. And can you please give me your address?
It's 7231 Crestside, one word, Crestside Drive. Austell, Georgia, 30168.
And that's in Cobb County, correct?
Yes.
Is there any apartment or anything?
No.
Okay, thank you. And when it asks if you have official documents to show the appellate attorney, the birth certificate is acceptable, and you already said you had that, so I'm going to say yes on that. Courtney, yes. How is your name listed on the birth certificate?
As mother.
No. Does it say Courtney, your middle name, Allison, or what does it say?
Courtney Allison.
Okay. You just copy and paste all that. Okay. Now, this part is optional. It's up to you. It doesn't matter because you're only filing one claim, but you are welcome to put the father's name, but it's not a required question on here. It does not make him part of the lawsuit or anything, and I can use him as a emergency contact if you would like to. So would you like me to just leave that blank for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Courtney Allison, are you aware of any custody or parental related issues, any loss of custody or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
Are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues, neglect, loss of custody, anything like that, or none of the above?
Oh, none of the above.
Thank you. And I just want to confirm that email. It's because it is a little bit different than your name. It is OllisonTwelve@gmail.com. Elaine Olison. Is that correct?
Yes, that's just my middle and last name.
I'll take it. I'm fine. You don't have to tell me why. I just want to make sure I'm not messing anything up here. Okay. Now,
right.
Now, again, just a general question, not pertaining to you, any illicit drug use in the family, in the household, I should say, drugs use, cocaine, methamphetamine, PCP, or none of the above?
No.
Thank you. Now, during pregnancy, was there any hypertension, disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord cramping, HIV, AIDS, none of the above, or unknown?
None of the above.
Thank you. And your child was premature. You already told me that. Your child was born in Georgia or born in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Born in Texas, correct?
Right.
And your child was diagnosed in the NICU. You mentioned that to me. Now, This one could be approximate. So the birth date of September 20th of 2008, did they take your little baby right to the NICU?
No.
Okay. When did she go into the NICU? And it's just your best guess on this. It could be approximate.
I could say.
Usually it's when a few days of birth.
That she was. Oh, exactly. I thought she was saying like the surgery and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. I'm going to get to that next. So when I'm saying, let me back that up because I think the answer is her birthday. So when she was born premature. Usually what happens when they're born premature, they'll take them right to, it could be an incubator, but nowadays they call it a NICU, all right? So is that what happened when she was born? Did they put her right? It's the neonatal intensive care unit. Did they put her right in there and not into just like the maternity ward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you know how long was she in the NICU before they moved her to the maternity ward? Or did they release her straight from the NICU? Do you remember?
It's kind of blurry. It's a long time ago. I had five kids.
I understand. And again, this could just be your best guess on this one because I know I'm trying to pick your brain a little bit. But so do you remember she was born. She was born premature. They gave her the formula. She was in the NICU. And then what happened from there?
And then I think we went home.
Okay. Do you remember what day she came home? Approximately.
No, I don't.
Was she at the hospital for a month, 2 months, a month, 2 weeks? Just your best guess. I got to put something on that.
Because she was in there for, I want to say 2 months.
Okay. Was she in the NICU the whole time, or did she get moved to a maternity ward?
She was in the NICU the whole time.
Okay. Then we're going to go with that. So we're going to go 2 months. If she was born on September 20th, she was diagnosed on October 6th. That would put her to right around. Do you remember? This will help. Did she come home for Thanksgiving?
Matter of fact, she came home in like December.
See, sometimes those holidays will help jog your memory. Now.
Yeah.
But it was before Christmas, right?
Right.
How much before Christmas do you think? Your best guess.
It was around like the fifth.
Okay, good. Now remember, they're going to pull medical records. So that's why I say it's okay to just have your best guess on this because we need to know where to look, right? Now,
okay.
What's your baby's name, full name, how as it appears on the birth certificate?
It's Kiara, KeiaraOllison.
Oh, so there is no middle name on the birth certificate?
I'm sorry. The middle name is T-R-E apostrophe N-E-Y-C-E.
Oh, I gotta fix that apostrophe, put a hyphen. I hit the shift key. I love that. Trenise, right?
Yes, your niece.
So I have KEIAIRA and then Trenise, TRE apostrophe NEYCE, Olison, OLLISON. Oh, Allison, I'm sorry, not
Yes.
O, Allison.
First
ALL.
O is
Oh,
Allison.
A or O?
It's a O.
O. Okay. Let me make sure I didn't do that wrong up there. And you are Courtney Allison with an O or an A?
And O, because I fixed it on, they had it with like an A when I
They
signed my
did.
paperwork.
Yes. Okay. That's what's throwing me off. That's why I keep correcting it. All right. Thank you,
Yeah, I had to correct it
Olison.
too.
There. Yes. I'm going back.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, I hear one of them five. Hi, baby.
I'm on the phone.
Well, that's when they want you the most. You know that.
Yes.
All right. All right. All right. There, Miss Olison. I think I've corrected all of them where I had the A there. Courtney, CORTNEY, correct? There's no U in that, correct?
No, it's not you.
Good, good. All right, now we have Kira Olson. Okay, what was her birth weight? Do you remember?
Her birth weight was like 4 pounds, 4 pounds and 5 ounces.
Okay, cool. Just so you know, not that it'll ever matter, but that's 19, 1,984 grams. Now, when they gave her the formula, they gave her the formula right off the bat, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that would have been like her birthday. Then, do you know when they stopped giving her the formula? Would that have been like the diagnosis date? Because she got diagnosed with NEC
She
on the
said,
6th. So they gave her formula from the 20th all the way up until October 6th. Is that correct?
"Yes."
Okay, that's what I thought. Some of these questions get answered in other questions like that one. All right. Now this question, there is no right or wrong answer on this one, but when did you first learn of the possible connection between baby formula and NEC? Would that be maybe when you saw our ad, maybe this year? Or give me your best answer on that.
Like commercial ads
Okay.
and
When do you think that
ultimately
was? A year ago?
around, yeah, about a year ago.
Okay. We'll just put 10:01, 2023. Again, there's no right or wrong or answer.
Stop.
And then the time between usage and the injury, to the best guess that we would have, that would be 16 days because that was the time between birth and diagnosis. Actually, 15 days. So that's what we'll put for
Right.
that. Now, the child was never given breast milk or was? Do you remember?
No.
No breast milk. Okay, good.
It
So
was,
she.
I'm wondering, yeah, it, no, it wasn't.
Okay. Now the child was fed formula in the hospital. You already told me it was the NeoSure, and we really are almost done. So thank you for your patience. Now, real quick on her symptoms, did she have green vomit?
Yes.
And did she have low body temperature?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have any apnea, hypertension, bradycardia, any of those three?
No, not that I could recall.
I went fast on that one because the next one, though, I normally get swollen red tender belly. Did she have that?
Yes.
And how about trouble feeding?
Yes.
Did she, and also, did she have constipation?
Yes.
And then when she did poop, and sorry to say it, but did she have dark bloody stools or any blood in there?
Yes.
I know they always do. I'm so sorry. Let me just type that in. The good news is we already know the conclusion here, so that's good. Oh, thank you. Okay. Now, again, as far as the medical records go, do you have them in your possession or do you know that they exist at the hospital and can get them?
No, I don't have them in a position at the moment.
But you do know they exist and you could get them if the attorneys ask you to get them, correct?
It's been a while, but I have to go through a process and see.
Well, but you'd be willing to get them, is what I'm saying, because by law, the hospital has to keep them until she's 19 years old. So,
Oh, okay.
if requested, you will get a copy of the records. In other words, you know they exist, correct?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, did she have, you mentioned a surgery. Was that an exploratory laparotomy that she had looking for this NEC? Did she have that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. And when do you think the last time she got treated for NEC was? Just your best guess. Was it a couple years afterwards or same year?
The last time she was treated.
For anything related to this, so stomach issue, bowels, even just a regular doctor visit, and he said, "Oh yeah, everything's good." It could be your last doctor visit if you guys talked about it. It doesn't really matter. All I really need to know is the year. So if you told me that she went to the doctor like last year, what we would do is just put like, a month that you think it might be in of 2023. So when do you think the last time she went to the doctor? There you go.
It would be like around her last birthday, so I'll say September 2020. Not the last birthday because she just made it this one,
Right.
but
Okay, so
in
2023 then.
2023.
There you go. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed her at Wellstar?
It would be the Anisha.
How do you spell that?
A-N-N-I-S-H-A, Ellis.
Oh, there she is. She got good reviews too, by the way. Okay, and I didn't close the tab. And she was diagnosed, that was at Wellstar, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll just copy and paste that again. And they actually asked for the phone number, but I have it, so no worries. Okay, oh, they want the address too. Let me pull that too. That is a repeat because we did put that earlier, but that's okay. They just want to be thorough. I'm sure you get that. Okay, now is Dr. Anisha Ellis, is she also the treating doctor as well as the diagnosing doctor?
Is she what?
Did she the doctor that treated your baby as well?
Yes.
Okay, and was that in at Wellstar in Georgia? Okay.
Yes.
Now, she was diagnosed at Houston Methodist. That who was the doctor at Houston Methodist? Do you remember?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you think it was staff or let me help you out a little bit here. Hold on. Bear with me. I'll get this for you. 'Cause there's not that many that deal with it, and so I'll find it, but I'm just correcting where I had Dr. Anisha. Okay, now, so we're going to go to Houston Methodist. Houston Methodist. Doctors. I know, I just hope they're still around.
Mama, Mama, are we going to meet? My name is
Now,
Pop.
the other thing that you could tell me also as well, ma'am, if it wasn't a particular doctor, in other words, if it was the staff, if she didn't see the same doctor each time, that would be an acceptable answer as well. But I'm going to try to get you a doctor name here. Hang
I would
on.
say staff because it was a different. To me, there's a lot of them,
There was
so I
more than
can't
one
just
doctor.
say.
So multiple doctors. Okay, I understand that. Thank you. Okay, then I've got this here. I think I found where you're at. Underwood Center for Diagnosis to Center. Okay, let's go back. All right. I'm going to put attending staff. And hopefully we'll find an actual name when we get when they pull the medical records. And I'm just pulling her address. That's Dr. Anisha. Okay. All right. Now, you said she had the surgery. Was there any abdominal surgeries performed? Well, you already said that. Did she have a swollen, red, discolored belly?
Yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with the Bell staging of NEC?
The who?
Nah, it's okay. He's a doctor that first diagnosed, or I should say identified NEC. And he invented three stages. And we just ask if you're familiar with it or not as all. Now, and you told me your child's doing okay now?
She's better.
Okay. Still has the bowel issues.
Yes.
Right.
And stomach problems.
Watches her diet, I guess.
Right.
Has to watch what she eats. Okay. Watches diet. Perfect. Hold on one second, one quick second. I want to ask somebody who's walking by a question, real quick. It's about your case, so hold on, please. Thank you.